Hello, this is Roger Schaus, and this is Jumpstart Rewind. This is part of our Head and Bam podcast family. Jumpstart number 1969, first written November 3rd, 2017. Job 11, verse 7 and verse 8. Can you discover the depths of God? Can you discover the limits of the Almighty? They are high as the heavens. What can you do? Deeper than Sheol, what can you know? Zophar, one of the three friends of Job, showed up to comfort the hurting and grieving Job, makes these profound observations from our verse today. Can a person really know God? It's so easy to think that we have God figured out. It's easy to think that I know exactly what God is like. But consider, if you will, consider God's amazing grace. We first learn of this through the scriptures. We see God forgiving the unfaithful David. We see God not only forgiving, but turning the murderous Saul into the central figure and writer of the gospel after the gospels. There's just a short bridge from those pages to our own lives. We look at our and remember the foolish and sinful and wrong things that we have done. We look at how selfish we have been. We realize how many people we have hurt. And yet, here we stand among the people of God, forgiven and accepted. It is simply amazing. Consider the justice of God. It's difficult to understand why God struck Uzzah dead when he reached out and tried to steady the Ark of the Covenant. He wasn't being rebellious. He wasn't willful. He was trying to protect it. God's word said not to touch it, but under the circumstances, that seemed to be the right thing to do. I expect had I been in his shoes, I would have done the same thing. I know what would have happened to me if I did. We understand the opening of the earth for the rebellious sons of Korah. We get that the lion Ananias and Sapphira dropping dead. God gave Jonah a second chance. We wonder why God didn't give the giant fish just enough time to digest Jonah. It's hard for us to understand the justice and the mercy of God. Also consider God's choosing of the apostles. They were good men, but leaders? Who do fishermen lead? What public speaking experiences did they ever do? How were they to stand toe-to-toe with the elite intellectuals of their day? They were not bookmen, they were fishermen. As you travel with these 12 men through the Gospels, we see too many times that they were simply not getting what Jesus was saying. Multiple times, Jesus questioned their faith. They were saying the wrong things too many times. Jesus never brought up others to replace these 12. He never had a backup team. The future of the kingdom was in their hands. And again, what a short bridge we find from those apostles to us. The kingdom today is in our hands. Misrepresent it, abuse it, destroy it, let it be idle, refuse to do what we ought to do, and the kingdom stagnates and even suffers. We are God's hands, God's feet, and God's eyes today. God gives the increase as we plant and water the sown seed. Yet if we no longer sow the seed, we allow our gospel light to become extinguished. We blend in with the world. The effectiveness of God's kingdom withers. But when we are busy putting God first and his kingdom first in our lives and are living to the word and letting our light shine, through us, God gives great and incredible growth. People listen. People learn. People become. People are made into disciples. It's God's work, but it happens through our hands. We are his tools. What an amazing thing that we can be part of changing someone's eternal destiny. Generations of family can be changed because someone became a follower of Jesus and influenced the rest of his family. This is simply incredible. Consider also God's eternal home, heaven. God has a place for us with him. God wants us to be with him. It's not for a short visit. It's not a weekend getaway. It's not a quick walk through to see the fine things in God's heaven. No, heaven becomes our home. His home will be our home. Holy, perfect, glorious, without anything wrong. And God welcomes us to this place. Where I am, there you may be, Jesus said. He's been to our world. It wasn't much to see. He saw disease. He saw abuse. He saw evil. He saw the worst that we have to offer. He saw the love of his mother, Mary. He saw the kindness of Mary and Martha. He saw the friendships of the apostles. But those lovely moments were always interrupted by reminders of the brokenness of this world. Sin, evil, and wrong always had a way of showing up. They still do. He has been to our world. Now we will be invited to his world. How different that world will be from ours. No sun, no death, no pain, no worry, no fear, no evil, no Satan. It won't be for just a short visit. That's the end of the line for us. That's where this journey takes us. It's amazing that the Holy God would do that for us. Consider also, if you will, the avenue of prayer. We can talk to God himself anytime, anywhere. No one knows us better than God does. No one loves us more than God does. He is never too busy for us. He's never too good for us. He's never tied up with someone else and we have to wait our turn. He never sends someone else to represent him. You and I cannot pick up the phone and talk to the president. That won't happen. There are so many channels and so many people we would have to work through to get our way to him. A parent can't just pick up the phone and call the school principal. The first one to answer the phone would be the school secretary. Then, based upon the urgency of the call and the schedule of the principal, we may or may not get through. Prayer doesn't work that way. There's no one else to take God's call for him. You talk directly to God, anywhere, anytime. Even when you've messed up and you're wanting mercy. Even when you have no other words for you, but God is there. Lying in a hospital bed, waiting for surgery, you can talk to God. Sitting in the funeral home, waiting for the funeral to begin, you can talk to God. Sitting in traffic, you can talk to God. When you're upset, you can talk to God. When you don't understand, you can talk to God. There's never a place and never a time when you cannot pray. The student can pray in school, even though public school says prayer is no longer allowed. You can pray in a stadium full of fans. You can pray at a concert. You can pray from your bed. You can pray with a smile on your face or with tears in your eyes. He is never out of touch. He's never at a place where he cannot be reached. You are never alone. You are never truly on your own. You have God. Zophar was onto something when he said, "Who can discover the depths of God?" There's no ceiling to limit God. There's no end to God. Amazing, wonderful, powerful, holy, and with all that, he is interested in you. Thank you for listening.